Good Monday morning, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome back to An Organic Approach, Cultivate the Authentic You. This week is Lesson 4, and it's on values and priorities. We'll start with our quote by Philip Levine. Some things you know all your life. They are so simple and true, they must be said without elegance, meter, and rhyme. They must be laid on the table beside the salt shaker, the glass of water, the absence of light gathering in the shadows of picture frames. They must be naked and alone. They must stand for themselves. I ask every client I work with to develop her list of values and priorities. Why? Well, very often clients tell me that they're lost about what they want. They sure as hell know what they don't want, but not what they do want. Or maybe they think they know what they want, but they're still unhappy. You must have a grasp of what is important to you, or you have no basis on which to make decisions about how to spend your time, your energy, your talents, your love, your money, your everything. Some ways to get some ideas about values and priorities are to ask yourself questions like, why do I spend my money on the things I spend my money on? What do I stand for? What issues am I passionate about? Why is it important for me to live where I live and drive what I drive? What is important to me about the possessions I own? Why do I have the job I have or do the work I do? Are these things making me feel joy in my life, or do I feel anxiety, anger, frustration, or burden? This is the key. Possessions in and of themselves are not the problem. McMansions or a Lamborghini or the latest electronic gadget, I think that stuff is great if it brings you true joy. However, if you're stressed about the house payment, frustrated because you'd rather be a stay-at-home mom instead of slaving away in a job that sucks your soul in order to pay for the Lamborghini, then there's a disconnect. Look at your calendar. What events listed truly make your heart sing? Okay, I know the dentist never makes your heart sing, but what about supper with the Smiths? Yay! Or how about that date for the opera with the Browns? Oh, you hate opera and you're really not all that crazy about the Browns? Then why are you going? These types of questions help you discover your values and priorities and are the beginning steps to learning what you really want out of life and the way in which you want to live your life. And once you know what you really want from life and how you want to live, you quit doing all the stuff you dislike, and that is unimportant. And once you quit doing all the stuff you dislike, and that is unimportant, you'll stop feeling so stressed. And once you stop feeling so stressed, you're happy and relaxed. And when you're happy and relaxed, you feel connected and at peace, and life has meaning. So let's move on to values. And we'll start with a quote by one of my favorite songwriters, Jewel. And she says, "And you try to find yourself in the abstractions of religion and the cruelty of everyone else. And you wake up to realize that your standard of living somehow got stuck on survive." So I'd like you to start listing your values. Words, sometimes phrases, that describe how you'd like to live your life, what kind of person you want to be. Maybe you knew these words once and you've just forgotten them, and they'll come easily as you allow your mind to clear. Or maybe it's something you've never thought about. So if you have trouble, think about someone you admire and list the things about them that make them great. Are those words you want to include about yourself? I'm going to share with you my list of values to give you an example of what I mean. These are the words that guide my life. Your list of values may be quite different, or we may share some of the same ones. So here's my list, Lisa's values. Integrity and loyalty, fairness, justice, and objectivity, compassion, a love of learning and of knowledge and growth, freedom and independence, authenticity, beauty, order, creativity, gratitude, perseverance, taking risks, where there's a will, there's a way, humor, and connection with nature. Now we'll move on to priorities. And this is a really powerful quote by Pam Shaw, who's a sales director for Mary Kay. She says, "Every yes to my life's purpose requires a corresponding chorus of no's to the conflicting purposes of others." Once you have your list of values, then you can begin to build your list of priorities, which will contain the essence of your values. You might be tempted to say that your priorities are things like your family, your job, your friends, your church. What do those things really mean? How are they priorities? What makes them important? And what behaviors come from the fact that they are your priorities? Here are a few of my priorities. Once again, your list of priorities may be quite different, or we may share similar ones. I'm listing mine simply to show an example of the form. So here are Lisa's priorities: to take good care of myself physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually so I can serve my highest purpose. Number two, to live a simple, authentic life and make as little environmental impact on the earth as possible. Three, to do my best in each moment, sharing my gifts and talents in co-creating with spirit. Four, to see others without judgment and filters, with clarity and compassion. Five, to live in an orderly and beautiful home environment. And six, to have fulfilling relationships of love and depth with family and friends. These are the things I aspire to that allow me to live as the real Lisa. Now, our next quote is actually by me, and it says, "Action is intention in motion." So there's a little catch here. You can list your values and priorities until the cows come home. Yet in order for you to live the life you envision and want, your behaviors must reflect those values and priorities a big percentage of the time. Here's what I'm talking about. Now let me say, I'm far from perfect. Yet let's look at one of my priorities and the corresponding behaviors as an example. So the first priority I had was to take good care of myself physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually so I can serve my highest purpose. I strive to support this priority by eating healthy, doing exercise several times per week, and getting adequate sleep. I spend about 1 hour early each morning with a cup of coffee in my gratitude journal and/or reading inspirational works or simply being quiet. Do I do these things because I have to? No. I do them because I want to, and they define who I am. Here's another: to live a simple, authentic life and to make as little environmental impact on the earth as possible. So to support that priority, I've been called the rabid recycler because I recycle everything. This year, I plan to have a compost pile to support my goal to eventually have zero garbage going to the landfill. I choose to drive a car with a four-cylinder engine to get better gas mileage and use less fuel. I choose to clean with vinegar and baking soda instead of chemicals. I strive to eat locally sourced produce, meat, chicken, and eggs, and dairy to support my local farmer and to remove support from big agriculture, which embraces practices that are incongruent with my values. Does it require some thought to define your values and priorities and then to behave and take action in ways that are congruent with them? Yes, it does. Is it inconvenient and difficult to do sometimes? Yep. Is it worth it? Yes. In an email I wrote to a friend a few years ago after a time of contrast in my life, I said, "I guess this experience over the past year has brought to the fore for me what I really want and what I really need, how much or how little I need to be happy and content. I decided that I don't care how big the living space, just that it reflects my taste and that it's cozy and warm, and that if I have my laptop, my books, my select comfort bed, a good cup of coffee, a good glass of wine, dark chocolate, work that I care about, and good relationships, I'm perfect. Oh, and a gas stove to cook on doesn't hurt either." And all my hang-ups about living my purpose, etc., have been reduced to the idea that sharing my gifts and talents in co-creating with spirit is my purpose, whether that's decorating my house, helping out a friend, working with clients, or planting a garden. Knowing your values and priorities reveal the authentic you. you will discover that your life purpose is to be you, and your actions and behaviors will reflect that fact. Now, as I always remind you, you may want to go back and reread or re-listen just to be sure you didn't miss something. So this week's questions for pondering or journaling begin with the first one, which is, why do I spend my money on the things I spend my money on? What do I stand for? What issues am I passionate about? Why is it important for me to live where I live and drive what I drive? What is important to me about the possessions I own? Why do I have the job I have or the work I do? Are these things making me feel joy in my life, or do I feel anxiety, anger, frustration, or burden? Number two, make a list of your values. Try to have at least five. What do these words mean to you, and why are they important? How do they show up in your life? Do the people you choose to let into your life share similar values? Number three, make a list of your priorities. Try to have at least three. What types of actions and behaviors spring forth from these priorities? Can something be a priority if there is no corresponding action? Four, take a look at your calendar and your check register. Where are you spending time and money? Do the events and the items reflect your values and priorities? What can you eliminate? Five, where is incongruence showing up in your life? Is it because you need to redefine your values and priorities? Or is it because your actions need tweaking to reflect them better? And that concludes lesson four. I appreciate you all being here and taking time to reflect on these lessons, and I'm really loving all the comments you're leaving on the Kentucky Living Facebook page. So keep that up. And till next week, this is Lisa Capehart, and have a great week. Thanks.